So, we usually don't do this at your stories, but since some of you are new and you don't know what the hell Nerdalogs is about, it's not about this, just so you know. We're gonna show you what it's about with one of their sketches. So, Bill Kenkel, everybody, please do the Nerdalogs thing.
Hi, everybody. This is good given the venue, I think. That's an appropriate monologue. I love me some X-Men the way Scott Summers loves Jean Grey. Now, I used to think that the X-Men was just about Wolverine's claws or Beast's snarky quips and claws. As I've gotten older, I've come to really appreciate the core of the X-Men. It's the Magneto-Xavier relationship. You see, the consummate good guy and Maharishi of the X-Men, Professor Charles Xavier, believes that mutants should use their powers to promote peaceful coexistence with humans. But on the other hand, his one-time friend and now arch-rival, Magneto, thinks that that goal is impossible. He's the perfect foil. Magneto is like... he's like the Malcolm X to Professor X's MLK. Got that? Yes. And the thing is, I think I would agree with Magneto. I think I'd be an evil mutant. If you have superpowers, you're superior to other people. I don't care. Straight up, you are better. If other people don't understand you because of that, fuck them. Case in point, Magneto and Xavier met in a post-war Israeli medical clinic. And Magneto's there, and might I add, has no faith left in humanity because, get this, he survived the Holocaust! What did Xavier do to get there? I don't know, I think he joined the Peace Corps. Oh, I took a year off after college and find myself. Get a job, hippie! And then they made a movie, and all of a sudden the X-Men were cool, and true fans everywhere had their passion revealed to the world. I didn't like this. I didn't like this one bit. My old friend, Steve Hirsch, tried to tell me that this was a good thing.
Bill, this is a good thing.
Steven, don't you see? They'll never understand us.
Bill, it's our responsibility to help the cool kids relate to the X-Men's sense of alienation.
They'll never understand. They weren't ostracized. Only we can relate to the X-Men's sense of alienation. And that makes us the superior X-Men fans. Never again will I abide a nerd to be shamed by his nature. Never again! Never again!
Don't do it!
You should have killed me when you had the chance, Steven!
Last night when we were playing Super Smash, I thought I'd forget, but I didn't.
This will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option. Rise up, nerds. Rise up and cast off the shackles of your jock overlords. Rise up. Rise up.
Claire. Claire's next, I think.